right. Is this Will?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hi, William. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Did you ever find your wallet?
I left it in my my wife's car. I didn't know.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So you did find it. Now, we did have the client interview scheduled for today at 4 o'clock. Is that still going to work out for you?
Is there any chance I could either reschedule for tomorrow or push it back till 6?
We could do 6. Yeah, 6 would be fine.
Okay. Perfect.
There's one spot available at 6 o'clock. So we'll schedule it from 6. It'll be scheduled from 6 until 7. Probably get to you just a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock, though. It'd take about a half an hour.
That's fine.
Okay. And then that first payment, did you say that was a MasterCard or a Visa?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name, first and last, or is there any middle initial or the business name on that card?
William B. Arana Reese.
You said B, like boy, right?
D.S. David.
Oh, D. Good thing I asked. Yeah, B's and D's and P's and T's. S's and F's. Those are terrible. So yeah. William D. like David. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards
do. It has
Arana
Reese, too.
You said Reese?
Yeah, Ruiz. So William, David.
Oh, Ruiz. R-U-I-Z?
R-U-I-Z.
Okay, gotcha. And then that Visa card, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4117.
Mm-hmm.
7040.
Yes, sir.
9337.
Okay.
2075.
And then the expiration month and year?
0528.
05-2028.
Hold on, this is, shit, I gave you the wrong one. My bad. My bad, I got this other one. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. This one's also a Visa?
Yes, it is, it is.
The name on the card's still the same or slightly different?
No D, just William Arana Ruiz.
Okay, so no D, but the Arana Ruiz is on it. Oh, I did back up. Didn't like the space that I left after William. Okay, and then that was a Visa.
Right.
So if you want to go ahead and read that one.
7. 7040.
Okay.
9337.
Yes, sir.
2117.
The expiration month and year on that one?
0528.
0528. The last three digits on the back of the card?
493.
493. So I have 493, 493 on the back, and May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. It was just a little bit muffled in the beginning, but is the card number itself 4117? 7040-9337-2117.
Yes, and you have 0528-493, right?
05 of 2028 and then 493 on the back of the card.
Got it.
Is the billing address of the card that 13 Fall Street, 02148?
No, 146 Vernal.
Oh, you said 146?
Vernal, yeah.
Okay. Is the zip code still the same or no?
No, 02149.
02149, okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on it. Was I able to give you that information before?
You said an email? I was supposed to receive an email from you?
You will shortly, yeah, and then I don't know if I gave it to you verbally, but you'll receive the email in about a minute here. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, we do have that client interview scheduled now. We're going to reschedule it, I guess, for 6 o'clock. Yeah. I'll send you a reminder email, just a calendar invite for that. And then, let's see. Let me just get a couple of things going on here, updating the... And then I think we did have you down for Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, right? That's still accurate?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, yep.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to bill for the $199. The website's going to be included. And then you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we went over yesterday in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You should get that as well as the welcome email in about a minute here. And then when you receive either the text message or the automated email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I apologize, my system's just a little bit slower than it normally is.
So I have an email, but that was yesterday. I just
yes, correct. Yeah, so that was those are different emails. Our system will be sending you a couple of different emails momentarily. The first one should be the local splash initial invoice. Let's see, our system. Let me update that and refresh it. Our system should send that out to you. And sometimes it does piggyback the welcome email with the client support phone number on there and the email address too. Sometimes it waits just a minute for that. Yeah, our system seems to be lagging a little bit. I'm not sure why. You should get that email in a little bit. We did already talk to you before. You'll actually get an additional email regarding PIN verification for the business. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive, just trying to make sure that the businesses that do pop up on that first page are in fact actual reputable companies that will provide those services when called. So you'll receive an email. In fact, it looks like it's in the queue already. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Anything that you can send on there, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send as far as like the service vehicle goes, if you've got any business card or anything like that. Obviously, the business itself is service-based, so there's not like a physical location, but anywhere you might keep your tools or equipment outside the truck or even just a close-up on it in the truck, something like that is usually enough. Like I said, Google just wants to make sure that you're an actual business, so I don't think that would be a problem for you. The initial invoice email has already been sent. It does also trigger a text message, so you should have received both of those.
I got the text message while you were speaking. I just didn't want to interrupt you. I got another text message right now as I'm speaking, right after I checked and got the email. So I got two emails, and I got two.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah. The one that we want you to see is the local splash initial invoice. You can access either by text or email.
I'm right here. Local splash and then, invoice, local splash, hello William, thank you for choosing local splash, and so on.
Perfect. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that? The blue click here is hyperlinked.
Yep.
Okay. Click on that. It's going to take to the terms of experience, talking about everything that will be provided for you. You can scroll down, services on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization, your Google listing, your placement on Google. That's going to be our primary focus simply because it's pretty much every consumer's primary focus as well. We will, though, mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. So overall, that's a lot of people, a lot of opportunities. We still want you to get those phone calls as well. Google Business Profile access. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. Now, The custom website is included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but below the line, it's got your phone number, and then it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. SMS messages,
so
of course.
I went straight to that. That was popping out in front, and I just filled that out. Clicked on
okay.
both, and then put my
name. And typed in your name as it appears. Yeah, exactly
right.
As it appears, case sensitive. Is it asking for a username and password already?
Right. I don't know
okay.
what that is.
Yeah, I can explain that. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you're going to be using very soon to access your tracking system. In fact, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now. So it is asking you to log in. Now, we will have to do that client interview in the 6 o'clock hour for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But maybe tomorrow or the day after, once your tracking system is activated, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like once you log in. The username cannot be changed. I can give it to you already. It's been assigned. It's easy to remember, though. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, so there's no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Just the number 857-869-6870. That will be your username for your account. Like I said, once your tracking system is active, you'll get that username and the default password sent out to you. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that 6 o'clock time slot. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it actually does have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, the welcome email that you should get in a minute here, support@localsplash.com. You can send anything and everything to that email address, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. But please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. That'll make it real easy for us to forward that out. When we do the client interview, they'll probably also give you photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. You don't have to write that down. We'll give it to you later. But you can also email the photos team directly. Anything, though, can be sent to the support email, and we'll just forward it out. A lot of our clients actually like the fact that they can update their website on their own through their tracking and reporting through the client dashboard. You can upload photos. You can update content. A lot of our clients just want us to take care of it, too, and we'll do that. You know, just let us know by text or email any changes that you want for your website. There's not going to be any additional costs for us to do that. So as seasons change, if your focus for services shift and things like that, if you want us to change content or add new photos, we'll always be able to do that. There's no additional costs for that. We did get the security question set up here yesterday, and let me just see if you can remember that. It was your first pet's name. Rocco, of course, being the answer
right?
there. Yeah, exactly. You're all set and squared away for 6 o'clock. You should get at 5 o'clock a reminder email, just our automated system reminding you that the call itself is scheduled in that 6 o'clock hour. I did already send out that calendar invite as well. Like I said, if I am available, in this case in the 6 o'clock hour, for that client interview, I'll be on the beginning part of it just to kind of answer any questions you might have and, of course, introduce you to your technician. I might already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice when it happens. It might be 6, 6.05, 6.10, even if they're running behind till the end of the day. But if I'm on a call already, they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I do hope that I am available, though, to speak with you briefly. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again for your kindness and your patience. And I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Get your phone number ring and get your website out there and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Well, Paul, man, I appreciate your help. You've been so thorough, so helpful.
I appreciate that.
You're a hell of a worker. I'm sure you know.
I appreciate that. One last thing. Do you prefer Will or William, or does it matter?
I go by Will with, you know, people, you know. Like, first time is William, you know, of course, but
okay.
I don't know someone that will go by Will.
That's fine. We'll just leave it as William. That's how it went out, of course, officially, as it is that way on the billing. But I appreciate you, Will. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you before the end of it.
You too. Take care, Paul. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.